And welcome to Cruise 102.1 with Mary Lee Schock and Sue Schrader getting ready to bring you the second round action of the Class C District Tournament here at Harbor Beach. Both tickets have been punched for Harbor Beach to have a rematch with Ugly, and this is a showdown from last year's final overall FedEx where Harbor Beach defeated Ugly. So there's a lot of rivalry here going on tonight, this first game, and there is a lot of issues that they want to resolve, for lack of a better word right now, but
You couldn't write a better storyline.
No, you couldn't ask really for a better one.
Both teams trading wins this year. Last year, the loss that Ugly had, sure they're ready to get that back. And Harbor Beach having a home court advantage certainly won't be bad for them either.
No, Ugly Bearcats come in at 17-14. Harbor Beach Pirates come in at 15-5. Both of them are 7-3 in the Greater Thumb East and settled for second place. Ugly, though, comes in on a 9-game winning streak looking to push it to 10. They are the area's hottest teams. Everybody's saying they're clicking on all cylinders, exactly what you want as a head coach coming into the postseason. They've actually been led by, aggressive defense and the area's premier post player in Marshall Latbrand, who's averaging 22.2 points per game and 8.8 rebounds in the last 8 games. They are also playing as a team, finding the open player on offense. The guards are getting good passes into the post, and post players are kicking it out when they're covered. They're doing a great job of reading the defense. They're also controlling the defensive boards, not giving up easy second shots and cleaning up the offensive boards. And they're getting some easy buckets out of the likes of Nowicki and Josh White, which we saw the other night in Cass City, Mary Lee, where they defeated Cass City on Monday night, 58-39. It was a close game until the last 4 minutes, and that's when you saw Ugly kind of jack up their defense and say, okay, we're taking over this game right now.
I really thought it should have gone, if you came out of the locker room, I would have said, Cass City needs to start putting pressure on the guards, but it went the opposite way, and actually Ugly was the team that put pressure on the guards that made the difference in that game.
But they have to get by a Harbor Beach team that's playing with a chip on their shoulders and looking to defend their district title, only this time they have the home court advantage. They may have lost the DET title, the Greater Thumb East title, but they are not about to lose the district title here at home, at least as far as the seniors on this team are concerned. Scott Gertrovies and Thon Sorensen, which you're familiar with both of them after you coached over here, came out on a mission Monday night. They scored 8 points in a matter of seconds, getting Harbor Beach off to the start they needed, giving Sandusky a punch early and never looking back. The pair finished up with a respective 12 points for Gertrovies. He went 5-for-5 from the charity stripe, and Sorensen had 9 points. They were leaders in practice, according to Coach Rubel's quote, that followed the disappointing loss back on Thursday night to Sandusky. They're not about to let the team wallow about it. Instead, they inspired them to come out with a new mission to capture the treasures of the district title. But they had some help from some of their mates, and Eli Kraft with 11 points and Andrew Seaman with 9. So, Mary Lee, I hope you brought your life jacket and your taming stick, because I think this is going to be a very rocky boat ride as the Harbor Beach Pirates continue to upright their ship and the Bearcats look to claw the Pirates back into their port. It won't be long before tip-off here. It's going to be in about 10 minutes now. But we would not be able to bring you this game here on Cruise 102 if it wasn't for our fine sponsors tonight. Mary Lee, you want to go ahead and thank those and read those fine sponsors that we have for tonight's
first game. Broadcast is brought to you by Thumb National Bank of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, Thumb Cellular, the top of the thumb, Murray Messing, CPA, Bupol's Auto Sales of Badax, Narian Rehabilitation, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb area, Kohler Propane, Michigan High School Athletic Association, Peruski Insurance Agency of Badax, Ugly Motor Sales, McVeigh Insurance Agency of Badax, Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, Farm Bureau Insurance, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach and Ugly.
And again, we'd like to thank those fine sponsors. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and keys to the games. We'll be back right after this break.
Smart motorists know that when you cut through all the smoke and mirrors, a manufacturer's rebates and other incentives are the same for all its authorized dealers. But all dealers are not the same. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring reopened a closed dealership in 2007. They created 18 jobs and they worked to bring customers back to Sebring. They worked on customer service and customer satisfaction. Things like 25% sales increases showed they were doing things right. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi, which is great when you have to wait. In this day of more and more demands and our shrinking paychecks, they have actually managed to roll back some prices. But they've kept the things you like best, such as higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Seaboy.
Can you imagine being so efficient that you get an extra hour out of your day? What would you do with that extra hour? The possibilities are endless. And just how do you get that extra hour? By heading to your nearest Thumb Cellular office to check out their selection of BlackBerry smartphones. You heard right. Find out why the BlackBerry smartphone is the number one selling smartphone in the United States. Studies show that the average BlackBerry user increases productivity by 60 minutes a day. There's thousands of apps for you to download to make you more efficient at work and to entertain you when you're at play. The best part is, you can now get a BlackBerry smartphone for as low as $49. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8230, a great flip phone with all the power of a BlackBerry smartphone for just $49. Terms of service apply, and it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
There is no way you can lose with Thumb National if you choose Master Money Card. This is Liz from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. You shop, you earn points, then you choose how to spend them. It's that easy. Each time you use your Thumb National Bank and Trust Company Master Money Card, you earn points. But unlike other reward programs where it takes forever for your points to accumulate and you have only limited options on where you shop, You Choose Rewards changes all of that. Ask about the You Choose program at Thumb National. You'll be stunned by the hundreds of retailers where you'll earn big rewards and the millions of redemption choices. The more you use your card, the more points you'll earn. Just go to www.thumbnational.com and click on the You Choose Rewards link to sign up. It's that easy. Then you can start earning money while you shop.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and two offices in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School, where we're getting ready for these two exciting matchups. But the first one tonight is Ugly versus Harbor Beach, and everybody's looking forward to this. And I'll tell you what, this is the most orange and black I've seen in this gymnasium, other than looking at the painted bleachers.
You can't get any more than this.
And speaking of that many people, I think you got a quick message there. We'll read it a couple times, just so that the USA Patriots fans know, and the Harbor Beach Pirates fans know, and the Ugly fans know, and the Laker fans know. Go ahead with that announcement.
Yeah, heads up for anybody that's traveling to this site, this tournament site. The gym will be cleared after the first game. Anyone coming to the second game may come into the school at the 5th Street entrance at the west end of the school, purchase a ticket, and wait in the K-8 gym, or come a little later and go to the high school gym. If you come and enter this competition and pay, and you leave, you will have to pay again to get into the second game.
It's going to cost you $10. If you get here for the first game, you're going to pay your $5, and then you're going to turn around and contribute another $5.
It'll be worth the $10, just so you know. Heads up.
Yes.
You may not be stopping for that burger on the way home, because you'll be spending it here.
All right, so Mary Lee,
you know what? There are no secrets this time of year.
No.
And I know for a fact that both teams scouted each other as late as Monday. There was some videotaping going on in Cassidy, and really at this time of year, I know it didn't seem like we saw anything new from the Ugly team, and you don't really want to show anybody anything at this time of year unless you have to.
Right.
And I don't think they really had to pull out anything new or unusual against Cassidy. They kind of, ran away with it after that fourth quarter run. But the same for Harbor Beach. Once they got up on Sandusky, they probably didn't do anything surprising or show anything that they didn't want to show, because they had a good lead.
Now, that leads into the last time we were here. It was the game of the week, and it was a second matchup where Harbor Beach probably needed the win to stay in the title contention, and Harbor Beach needed the win also to stay in the title contention. Ugly won the first game at home, 55-42, and then the second game, Ugly lost 55-48.
The scores
tell us that 55 was the key that night, and 42. So, but But looking at how those matched up, it was a game of turnovers. Ugly came out here at Harbor Beach, and they weren't intimidated at all. They were up by 13, and all of a sudden it was like a tale of two halves. Quarters, really. The Ugly guards